President Vladimir Putin said today Russia did not plan to retarget its missiles at any state without extreme necessity, and Moscow hoped it would not find itself in a conflict situation with the West. Putin had said earlier this week that Russia could retarget its offensive missiles at ex-Soviet neighbor Ukraine if that country joined at NATO and then deployed on its territory a foreign base that threatened Russia's security. Putin made the comments at his annual press conference at the Kremlin, where he also said that he will not stay in power after his second term in office ends later this year. We spoke to the lecturer in Russian politics at the University of Birmingham, Dr. David White. He says Russia has not yet seen the last of Putin.
I think most of us find it quite difficult to imagine a post-Putin world, if you like, in Russian politics. I'm one of those who tend to think I can't really see Putin disappearing from the political scene altogether. I think he's needed there. I think for stability amongst the political elite, he's needed there. As I understand it, he hasn't ruled out the possibility of becoming prime minister. That's an option that seems to be kept open. Now, in the Russian political system, the prime minister has very little power. You know, power is very much centralized around the presidency. So Putin, as prime minister, as unless the constitution was changed to provide a kind of more balanced system between parliament and government and the presidency, as prime minister, he would be playing a kind of subsidiary role. But we shouldn't rule out the possibility that there's a huge majority, a pro-Kremlin majority in the State Duma, in the parliament. So the possibility of rewriting the constitution to provide the prime minister with a stronger role is a possibility. But you know, Putin has never explicitly said that that's something that he would attempt to do. But yeah, I tend to think that in some capacity he will remain close to power.